And now more on what motivated the mass shooting in Buffalo, New York, where a white gunman opened fire on a grocery store in a black neighborhood Saturday, killing 10 people and wounding 3 others. The suspect posted a hate-filled screed online before the shooting. He referenced a racist conspiracy known as replacement theory, which has circulated in white supremacist groups for decades. More recently, replacement theory has been seeping into mainstream conservative politics. For more on this, we're joined now by Heidi Beirich with the Global Project Against Hate and Extremism. And Heidi, good to have you. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Tell us more about what we know about this conspiracy theory and where it comes from.
Sure. So the Great Replacement Conspiracy Theory at its base makes the argument that white people in their home countries, as they define it, are being intentionally displaced by refugees, immigrants, people of color. Oftentimes, this particular theory is anti-Semitic, and Jews are blamed for being behind this particular plot. And this is actually a French concoction. It was an idea written about by René Camus, a Frenchman, in 2011. And ever since then, it has been circulating in white supremacist circles. And it's really become the unifying idea of white supremacist movements all over the world. They all believe that there's some sort of intentional plot occurring to basically wipe out white people, destroy their culture, their values, their society, and also to displace them politically, displace their political power.
Right. And it's shown itself to be pretty dangerous. Replacement theory inspired the shooter in the 2018 Tree of Life synagogue murders in Pittsburgh, the 2019 mass shooting in New Zealand, the El Paso Walmart murders, and this terrible attack in Buffalo, apparently, this past weekend. How does it go from a fringe racist idea to this?
Well, the fact of the matter is that between the use of technology and the spreading of these ideas on social media and platforms, which apparently affected the, the shooter in this case, and the fact that this material has recently been picked up by more mainstream figures. I mean, really, if you look at Donald Trump's rise to power, his talk of his disparaging of Mexican immigrants, his talk of invasions, this is all in the vein of the Great Replacement Conspiracy Theory. And the part that is really most horrifying is this leap from the fringe. You think back to Charlottesville in 2017 and the white riots there and chants of Jews will not replace us, you will not replace us. That was terrifying already, and the violence. But this leap into the mainstream is real scary.
Right. More recently, it's been appearing, speaking of mainstream sources, Tucker Carlson on Fox News often falsely says that Democrats are trying to replace white voters in the U.S. with immigrants. So here he is making that point last September.
In political terms, this policy is called the Great Replacement, the replacement of legacy Americans with more obedient people from faraway countries.
So, Heidi, how responsible are people like Tucker Carlson and the right-wing media at helping spread this misinformation?
Well, I mean, I lay it at their feet. This is a white supremacist talking point. To hear it come out of the voice of someone who is supposedly on a mainstream platform, Tucker Carlson, speaking to millions and millions of viewers, is shocking. We haven't seen this kind of penetration of white supremacy into the mainstream probably since maybe the pre-war years with people like Father Coughlin, who had a huge radio audience on CBS and was an anti-Semite and a racist. It's appalling. And we have just at the Global Project Against Hate and Extremism put up on our website a list of dozens and dozens of candidates, congressmen, you know, senators, others who are using this language on a daily basis. So they have chosen to adopt a white supremacist talking point. It's astounding. And it's simply going to give more legitimacy to this idea and make more people think that this is a real thing and probably going to lead to more violence like we saw horrifically this weekend in Buffalo.
Worth noting that House Conference Chair Elise Stefanik has campaigned on the claim that Democrats want more immigration to replace white voters. So that also tells you something about how mainstream this is becoming. And as you said, Heidi, a talking point among certain parts of the Republican Party. Heidi Beirich at the Global Project Against Hate and Extremism, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.